A man who's not been taking any time off during COVID-19 because he is so busy and has been busy, Riyad Musa. Remember that 2012 hit comedy Material, which had Riyad playing an aspiring standout comic from a very strict Muslim family in Johannesburg? Well, he's back, a new movie, a sequel. It's called New Material. Riyad Musa joins me now on the line. You've not been taking much time off over the last while because you've been making movies and doing online online sets. And at the same time, you are a doctor as well. So you've been providing people with very, very detailed public health related messages around COVID-19. It's been a busy while for you.
Wrong on all fronts, bro. Basically, right? First, let me tackle the doctor thing, right? I don't know anything about medicine. I pretend to know, right? But I don't remember anything, number one, because that was strange, because at the beginning of the pandemic, all my shows are cancelled, right? Mm-hmm. And people are like, no, but Riyad, you're fine. All shows are cancelled. You're a doctor, you have a medical degree, right? But I don't remember anything. That's the problem. How about that for timing, right? We hit the global pandemic. All my shows are cancelled. I have a degree, but remember that. So that's quite unfortunate. And then material, or new material, rather, we shot before the pandemic.
Yes.
And this movie should have been out already last year. It's been delayed so many times. Mm. I'm actually, like, I was surprised to see the premiere actually play a couple of days ago. Like, I thought it was like a dream or something.
What we're going to do, let's play the quick trailer for new material. It's a sequel to the 2012 hit. It's just been released, or in the process of being released. Let's have a quick listen.
Please welcome onto stage, Cassie Go!
Since I've become better known, everybody wants to take pictures with me.
Just give me 1 minute, yeah.
They always give the Indian aunties the cell phone camera.
No, it's green one, WhatsApp.
And she's the least qualified to actually use the cell phone camera.
Just let me zoom in quickly.
Daddy! Mother is driving me up the wall.
Put on your jacket, Mariam.
Please, can we get our own place?
I'm working on it. Last year, we were both sitting on 2,000 followers. Now you're up to 200,000.
It's ever since I linked up with Gate. I'm making a killing.
So what's your up to, Naris?
The Cassim Cape National Tour.
Cool.
Ladysmith, Richards Bay, Impanjanai.
Isn't it Impangeni?
Impanjanai.
So he told us about the tour. It's very exciting, eh?
All we want is a bit of placement for Suleiman's chicken bite.
Is there a chicken bite in my name? Am I like a chicken bite team?
Ben, we're moving up in the world, eh? Guess the paper.
Let's get the show on the road!
Assalamu alaikum, Rustenburg.
So, are you meeting any hot babes on the road?
Say paneer.
I know that lady, bruh. There was lots of fitna, eh? And the next thing you know, our husband is dead.
This must be fate, you and me. Same love to get to the same floor.
It's like a rom-com.
I spoke to Shapiro. He wants to welcome the audience.
On stage?
Yeah, he wants to do a little bit of stand-up.
What's the worst day of the week for Suleiman's chicken? Friday!
Don't do the chicken joke, Shabir. It's messing up the whole show. Let me do the stand-up.
Oh, Yusuf knows what he's doing. Because with these Lodian bras, you'll go from Kasim Cave to Kasim Bar.
Kasim Bar!
There is a dead pigeon in the Tupperware.
Why is there a dead pigeon in the Tupperware?
It's from Shabir. He is sending us a message.
Go, go, go!
Get down!
Ah.
We're trying to kill you.
Ah. Yo, that escalated fast.
Ah. You Fortsburg, my baras, think you can dala me and run away?
I'm from Boxburg, actually.
Just shut your mouth, sheephead.
Impanjanai, did Joey Rustin come up with that line? Who wrote that?
Hey, we did a lot of improvisation, bro. But I like your improvisation. You're playing a visual medium over the radio. That makes perfect sense.
Experiential, yeah, and we dual media and all that thing. But it is the continuation of the life story of a comedian, Kasim Kaif. Material saw you living in a being an aspirational comedian, trying to make it in the scene and dealing with a tumult of being in a very strict Muslim family.
Right.
I think it's in Fordsburg, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
And you're, and a dad who had a material shop. At the end of that movie, you reconcile with your dad. You meet the girl of your dreams. You start a comedian career, and your father and your mother comes to see your show. There's tears at the end. Beautiful show. Beautiful movie. What are the problems? Kasim's life is perfect at the end of material. What is the dramatic hook that sees the story going forward in new material?
Well, essentially, it's many years on, it sort of parallels the time frame of the difference between material, new material, and real life, about 7 years. And Kasim is involved in the life of an entertainer and somewhat is drawn to the darker side of the entertainment industry. And he sort of experiences a lot of the things that his father actually wore about in the first film. The theme of the movie essentially is personal ambition versus family responsibility, personal ambition versus friendship, right? And true to form in material, we want to make people laugh, but we also want to make people cry. And hopefully at the right times. We don't want him to laugh at the drama and cry at the jokes. So essentially in that trailer, it essentially follows the comedic story, which is the tour, the life of a comedian and a touring comedian, and the craziness that ensues on the road. But there's a parallel story, the life of a life of a family man, the life of a dutiful son, the life of a dutiful husband and father, and the conflict between those dual worlds. And I did draw on personal experience. And if you heard daddy in there, that's actually that girl played by my daughter, real daughter, Hannah. Yes, Hannah. We shot it 2 years ago when she was 10 years old, and now actually she's preteen, so it's like there's been major changes, in her behavior since then. But I'm excited for her to see it, definitely.
Riyadh, and as you said, it's based on also real life experiences. Right. I have enough friends who operate, who work, who perform in arts, culture, and comedy. I know road trip stories. I know what also happens in Clarence once a year when all comedians get together for that festival. The Bayerham Hutas that goes on. Does that reflect on you as well, and also trying to deal with your identity, your background as also a Muslim performer?
Yes.
In a very rough and tumble industry?
Yes. Obviously, it's not extreme like a lot of the other comedians go through. Mine is very much, my experience is very much muted, but essentially the same conflicts about even not just the craziness of the industry, just ambition and following the pathways to success. There's a lot of traveling involved in entertainment, and that somewhat conflicts with the sort of a stable family life. And we play on all these themes in the movie. There's multiple themes going and multiple conflicts going at the same time. So in that sense, it's a slightly more layered and mature than material. However, there's a lot more physical comedy at the start. I don't know if you remember with material, it sort of thematically followed the pace of a life of a person who worked in a material shop in Forsberg. So the start of it is sort of slow moving. It starts with that scene where we go pray in the morning and open up the shop, very sort of slow, almost tranquil start, whereas this movie starts with him being on the road and at a pace. So it's comedic, but we also bring in the drama that material has been quite known for.
We're very fortunate to live in a country where we are accepting of diverse cultures, backgrounds, religions. It's we've not been largely affected by that Western questions of what is, for example, Islam. We've had Hashim Amla, probably the best cricket South Africa's ever had, with sponsors and Cricket South Africa saying it's fine if you don't wear the Castle Lager emblem as a sponsor. You have performers and part people in industry when we're having a big end of year function. You know, we're cognizant of people who don't drink, of various cultures, dietary requirements. Yeah. We're very familiar.
Very aware. In Africa, we have our Halal logos on hot cross buns. So that we appreciate very, very much. Halal Easter eggs I've seen around, which is very cool.
Look, besides the great comedians, I see KG, I see Joey, I see Kurt Schoonrod in the trailer, but it also sees the return of Denise Newman, who plays your mom, Vincent Ibrahim, the legendary Vincent Ibrahim, which I first saw on the Kumars on BBC years ago. Return as your dad. What's it like working with people who's now fully entrenched themselves as veterans, as people with legacy and stars, like Denise, like Vincent? Now they're no longer, they're now entrenched in the glitterati of stars in South African cinema.
Stitched, and so much gratitude that they were able to be part of this project. Like, I mean, just the expertise of Vincent and Denise is something that I really drew on, right? Not only in the first film, where actually Vincent taught me how to act. He scared me into acting. Essentially, there was in the first week we did that iconic scene where he like sort of confronts me at the comedy club, because we shoot all the scenes at different times, and I had never acted dramatically before and I had very little experience, and I was feeling very uncomfortable, but he basically scared me into reacting. Like, people was like in that scene where he said, "Is my life a joke, Castle?" And I was like, "What? No. Then why are you in the bar telling jokes about my life?" And then I'm like, "Ugh!" And he starts, and people go, "Yo, Riyad, check out Riyad is acting, bruh. Yo, he's like so, he's like a natural." No, bruh.
That's real fear.
Scared me for real, dude. That was a real fear. I credit him with my acting and learning how to act, like a master class, just watching him, as well as Denise.
Riyad, I see that new material has already been released. Where can people go watch it?
Well, it's out on the 26th, right? In theaters nationwide. So next week, Friday, we are doing premieres and screening for the next couple of days. And then probably a few days after that, you'll also have some form of...
Losing the year there. But what I picked up is new material out in cinemas, released on the 26th of November next week. Riyad Moussa, the star of the new sequel to the original material, launched in 2012. It's now called New Material, out next week.